So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlokes regarding makadosh b'chelkoy. If a kohen gave a woman kedushin with his portion from karbonis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mukadeshes, Rabbi Yisrael Omer ainu mukadeshes. Rabbi Yehuda holds the kedushin is effective because the chelik belongs to the kohen, while Rabbi Yisrael holds the kedushin is not effective because the chelik does not belong to the kohen, but rather mishulchan gavaya kazachu. He merely has permission to eat that which belongs to Hashem. Rabbi Yechanan says nimnu b'gomer makadosh b'chelkoy loy kedush. Rabbi Yehuda subsequently retracted and all agree that the kedushin is not effective because the chelik does not belong to the kohen. Rav disagrees and says adayin hi machlokes. The machlokes still stands, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the kedushin is effective. Abaye cites a brayse in Torah's Kohanim, which is Rabbi Yehuda, since stam sifra mani Rabbi Yehuda, which supports Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. The pasuk in Parshat Tzav states, "V'chol mincha asher te'ofa betaner, v'chol nasa b'marcheshes, v'al machavas, v'chol mincha b'lulav Hashem, v'chareva, v'chol b'nei aron tia ish ka'achav." As Rashi explains, "Kulu kro yiseir ninu." Mentioning each type of carbon mincha is superfluous. The pasuk could have stated generally, "V'chol mincha l'chol b'nei aron tia, all menachas shall be eaten by the kohanim." Therefore, each phrase in the pasuk teaches about all types of karbanis that a kohen may not exchange his chelik in the carbon for a second chelik in any other carbon, regardless whether it's a behema, aif, or mincha. And even the same type of mincha. As Rashi explains, he may not tell another kohen, "You shall take my share in this carbon, and in return, I will take your share in another carbon." Apparently, the kohen does not own his chelik, but rather b'shulchan gavaya kazachu, and this is a proof that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, because stam sifra mani Rabbi Yehuda. The previous Mishnah continues with the following machlokes. Meiser sheni. If a person gave a woman kedushin with meiser sheni fruit or money, bein mishogi bein bemezet, loy kedush, divrei Remeir. Remeir holds that regardless whether it was known or not known that this was meiser sheni, the kedushin is not effective. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shogeg loy kedush, mezet kedush. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it depends. If it was not known that this was meiser sheni, the kedushin is not effective. If it was known that it was meiser sheni, the kedushin is effective. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. Remeir holds Meister Shein in Mamun Gavaya, because the Pasuk states of Chol Masa Ha'aretz Mizar Ha'aretz Mipriya Eitz LaShem Hu Kodesh LaShem. LaShem Hu V'loy LeKadosh Ba'isha. The Meister Shein belongs to Hashem and does not belong to him. Therefore, B'mishayin B'mimezit LeKiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds Meister Shein in Mamun Hedyet, it does belong to him. Therefore, B'mezit Kiddush. However, B'shayin LeKiddush, as Rabbi Yechanan explains, because a woman objects to Kedusha with Meister Shein. Therefore, b'shegig, where she did not know it was meiser sheni, she did not consent to this kedushin. However, b'mezid, where she did know it was a meiser sheni, she did consent by accepting it. The Gemara cites a machlokes whether a man also objects to kedushin with meiser sheni. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Ihi loy nichila mishum tircha d'orcha." Only the woman objects because she must now travel to Yerushalayim to eat the meiser sheni. However, ihu nichile dinikne itza memela. The man does not object because he acquires a wife at no extra cost. Therefore, as Rashi explains, if afterward we confirm that the woman did consent, we don't need to also confirm with the man, because he presumably consents. Rabbi Yaakov disagrees, and says that perhaps both the man and woman might object to kedushin with Meister Sheni. She objects because of the trip. And he objects because of the risk that it might get lost en route to Yerushalayim, and she will have not benefited from it. And the Mishnah continues with another machlokes. Ubehekdish, if a person gave kedushin with hekdish money, bemezid kiddush, b'shegig loy kiddush, divrei Meir. Remeir says it depends. If it was known that the money was hekdish, the kedushin is effective. If it was not known that the money was hekdish, the kedushin is not effective. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says vice versa. B'shegig kiddush, bemezid loy kiddush. If it was not known that the money was hekdish, the kedushin is effective. If it was known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is not effective. Before proceeding, we must review the basic halachas of me'ila, misappropriating or using an item or money of hektish for personal use. B'shagig may be carbon or mishalm karma chaymish. If it was done unintentionally, he must bring a carbon asham me'ilois and pay the principal plus a fifth of the value. B'mezid loika u'mishalim. He gets malkits and pays the principal. Another halach of me'ila is that mischal, also referred to as yitzel lechulun. The item or money is no longer hektish and becomes his property. However, regarding this halacha, Rabbi Yechanan holds that there is a fundamental machlokes Remei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halacha of yitzel lechulun is similar to carbon b'chaymish, and applies only b'shoigig and not b'mezid. Whereas Rameya holds that Yetzel Chulin applies both b'shoigig u b'mezid. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is another machlekes Rameya Rabbi Huda. Both agree in principle that b'shoigig mischal. However, as explained by Barpada in the next daf, Rameya holds loy amru b'shoigig mischal ela le'inyan achil bovad. The halach of Yetzel Chulin applies only where one ate, consumed, or used the hekdesh itself. As Rashi writes, Ha'eichel kikar shal hekdesh v'ho'adin lahadlokas neir. And as Tesis there adds, Sheshokol connected mishkoy l'shenen and megufa shkolim v'havakom ha'achila. However, a mayor holds b'shegig ein mischal. The halach of Yetzel Chulin does not apply in the case of hoitzah, a transaction such as kedushin or mechar esel, because as Rashi later explains, de mekech toizhu. The transaction is void because the person objects to be the cause of chil. And since isha emes kadeshes, mois heichel yotzel chulin. Once we establish that the transaction is void, the money is not mischal. However, Yehuda holds, b'shogim mischal. Even in the case of hitzah, a transaction, because as Rashi and Dafnun Hay writes, gizeres hakasavu, the Torah says that in all cases, b'shogim mischal. Now we can explain the machlekes in the Mishnah. Ubehektish, if a person gave kedushin with hektish money, b'mezid kiddush b'shogu loy kiddush divrei meir. Meir says it depends. B'shogu loy kiddush, if it was not known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is not effective for two reasons. Because loy nichla, the naschil hektish al yada, the woman objects to kedushin which causes chil, and since it was a mekach tois, b'shogu e mischal, and the money did not belong to the man. However, b'mezid kiddush, if it was known that the money was hektish, the condition is effective because nichala denaskal hektish al yada, she consented by accepting it. B'mezid mischal, it was his money. Rabbi Huda disagrees and says b'shegi kiddush, b'mezid loy kiddush. If it was not known that the money was hektish, the condition is effective because b'shegi mischal, and it was his money, she consented because the chil is inevitable. However, b'mezid loy kiddush, if it was known that the money was hektish, the kedushin is not effective because b'mezid ain mischal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'mezid is never yetzel chulin, and the money was not his. This discussion continues in the next daf.